Richmond High School, Tom Hayes, Bruce Fry on his way to start the Falcone's Moon Ford Township, Ford wrap-up show of Moon Township, I should say. I'll get it right. As the Tigers defeat the Panthers, Moon 20, Upper St. Clair 6. Scores will be half throughout the valley before we take our final timeout for our McGee Heating Air Conditioning postgame show. It is 42-21, the Shenandoah Freedom on WBVP. Other scores that we had, these are all partials, no finals yet. 147, average 7. Central Valley 56, Hopewell 14. Beaver Falls was leading Waynesburg Central 14-7. That was early on. Riverside 42, Elwood City 14. St. LaSalle was leading Southside 21-14. Cornell was leading Laurel 19-15. Blackhawk 42, Indiana 14, and Beaver 14, Quaker Valley 6. We're going to take a final timeout. We come back. We will announce our Community College of Beaver County Players of the Game and wrap it up here for me in high school after this timeout.
How important a role the waterways have played in the development of Beaver County. This is Jim Riggio from the Beaver Falls Municipal Authority. Navigation and port access on the rivers have made the area attractive for business development. Man-made waterways like the underground infrastructure built and maintained by the Beaver Falls Municipal Authority that supplies homes, businesses, and industry with water are just as important. And we are pleased to play an important part in the local rebirth of industry. Ask yourself, where would we be without the water? Visit bfwater.net.
Hi, Bob Berrickman here for Fry Transportation. When it comes to school buses in Beaver County, it sure is hard not to notice the shiny Fry Transportation fleet. Fry Transportation has been a local family-owned Beaver County business for over 30 years. As any successful football team must be dependable and reliable, those same qualities have made Fry Transportation a champion operation. Best wishes to all local teams, and safe travels to Gridirons this season. From your friends at Fry Transportation.
And back for the final time, we have an update on WBVP. The Shannock 49, Freedom 21. So the Bulldogs suffered a big letdown after their big win over New Brighton last week. Also, final score, Montour 54, Ambridge 7. So the tough year for Donnie Phillips and the Ambridge Bridgers continue. And now our announcement for our Community College of Beaver County Players of Game 4, Upper St. Clair. We're going to go with quarterback Ethan Fallum. He had the 78-yard touchdown run early on for the Panthers, their only score tonight. He ran the offense very well, played good in the secondary as well. So congratulations to Upper St. Clair's Ethan Dollum, our Community College of Beaver County Player of the Game. For the Moon Tigers, it's a very tough choice, but we're going to go with Jamal Littlejohn, who had two touchdown runs for the Moon area tonight. He played well defensively. He also ran the offense out of the Wildcat position. He had a great overall game for Moon area. Also, quarterback Dante Clay played well, even though he had a hip injury. He did well, but congratulations to Jamal Littlejohn, our Community College of Beaver County Player of the Game for the Moon Tigers, and also from Upper St. Clair, Ethan Dahl. And that's going to do it from Moon Township. Final score again, Moon wins it 20-6 over Upper St. Clair for Walter Equals and Malik Garrett. And for my partner, Bruce Fry, this is Tom Hayes saying we remind you to stay tuned to Beaver County Radio tomorrow at 12:30, New Brighton at Western Beaver. Bruce and I with the call. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Riverside.